The patience no one wants to pay for. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've seen that birthday card that says, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. Those are the people who are screwing up healthcare reform, especially the idea of a government option to compete with private insurance. Because who'd be on that government option? We figure it would be the people nobody wants to pay for, who have curly fries for breakfast, then drive a block for a bacon burger. But suppose the government option worked differently. Suppose it made health insurance affordable the old-fashioned way by encouraging healthy behavior and holding patients responsible. For example, Alabama, with the second highest rate of adult obesity in the country, plans to start charging state employees an extra $25 for health insurance, a charge which they can avoid if a wellness center determines they're physically fit. It's a way of holding people responsible. So how about a public option run along those lines and based entirely on choice? Anybody who wants to sign up for the affordable government option would be accepted regardless of pre-existing condition and would then freely choose a physician who would lay out a tailor-made treatment plan, including diet and exercise. You could freely choose to follow that plan. You could freely choose not to follow that plan. If you choose to follow that plan and still get sick, your insurance pays for it. If you choose not to follow that plan and you get sick as a result of your choice, you're on your own. There it is. Everybody has access to affordable insurance. Everybody has a choice. And the wrong choices have fair consequences. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.